Chapter 12. Visiting someone's house. If you are fortunate enough to be invited to a Japanese house as a guest, you'll hear these phrases. 1番 いらっしゃい Welcome. いらっしゃい Or ようこそお越しくださいました Welcome. 2番 どうぞ お上がりください Please come in. どうぞお上がりください Actually, お上がりください Literal meaning is please go up. お上がりください The reason why they say please go up is Japanese house, inside the house is normally one step higher than outside. So that's why. And then people need to change the shoes to the slippers. One more time. どうぞお上がりください. 3番. また来てください. Please come again. Also, you'll hear. またいらっしゃってください. Sounds politer. Please come again. またいらっしゃってください. Okay, then you need to say お邪魔します お邪魔します Greeting before you enter someone's house, before you take off your shoes. お邪魔します The funny thing is, the literal meaning is I will disturb you. But don't worry, it's just a greeting. お邪魔します 5番 どうぞ お構いなく Please don't bother. I'm fine. Most likely, the host will take care of you, you know, perfectly, everything, you know. Are you comfortable enough? They will ask. But you just reply, どうぞお構いなく 6番 あ、そうですか? じゃあ Oh, really? Well, then Okay, for the first offer, you are to hesitate and hold back by saying, どうぞお構いなく. For the second time offer, you are to say, あ、そうですか、じゃあ. Then, accept it. So, you need to show your hesitation first. 7番 ありがとうございます. Thank you. 8番 お願いします Please 9番 いただきます Greeting before meals It's a meaning is something like a thank you for the food いただきます 10番 美味しいですね It's delicious So something you need to praise the host 美味しいですね 11番 素敵なカップですね Again, you need to praise something of the host It's nice cup 素敵なカップですね You can use anything 素敵な is nice Then you can substitute other things 素敵なスプーンですね Or something 12番 ごちそうさまでした Thank you for the food. It's also the greeting after meals. So before the meal, いただきます. After the meal, ごちそうさまでした. 13番 そろそろ失礼します. It's about time to go. そろそろ失礼します. Around the time you need to go, you just say, そろそろ. そろそろ, then they will understand, oh, you have to leave. So, you have to say, そろそろ失礼します.